America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. Here we go, yo. It is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I appreciate that setup, Fig.
That was very good.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atula, on Deadline Day. Man. That is about the most excitement you'll get out of me.
Emphasis on the dead as of now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man, get involved with the program.
We nonplussed my ass.
Well, we have to start with the excitement of it being deadline day. Then we talk about the reporting and all the things that would then take you to a nonplussed place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get involved with the program. We always want that. The YouTube is available for you. That's Sports Radio 610. And then the Twitch is available to you. That's 610 Houston. But always, always, always get involved on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Shout out to 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. The number for that text line? Well, I'll give it to you. 713-572-4610. Let us know how you feel on deadline day. What emotional word would you like to use here? And you can use anyone, including pissed, which comes in on the text line. And that is in regards to the seeming reporting from various people, including Jonathan M. Alexander of The Chronicle, that seems to show that this Texas team likely is not going to make a move. And it started seeming like it was going that way yesterday. We saw a couple of guards or guard center type players added to the practice squad, which made you think, you're adding a lot of depth at this position that you probably need to go and get a piece at. I know that Diana Russini of The Athletic had reported a few days ago that actually, I think this was about Friday, that with Stephon Diggs with his injury, that the Texans were not expected to, you know, look at a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And so with those things, you then get the reporting late yesterday that the Texans are not expected to make a move. And that really puts a damper on a lot of things. But I kind of want to get your opinion or your perspective. Like, what was your reaction to getting some reporting that really leaned into the idea that the Texans might stand pat and go with what they got already?
Well, the other thing that that happened yesterday is D'Amico Ryan's kind of told us. He kind of told us that they weren't going to do it. And I want to dig into that a little bit more later, just the bad day that D'Amico Ryan's had. Yes, you heard me correctly.
It was a no good, very bad day.
Yes, D'Amico Ryan's had a bad day. I know that's not popular to say, but he had a bad day. And we'll get into that. But here's what I'm thinking with not making the deal. And tell me if I'm thinking too much about this. I said I was distraught, and I simply do not understand it.
Ooh, stupefied came in.
But if you get in a little, if you dig in a little deeper, are they telling us something else? That something else being like, let me put it this way. There's no way the Texans are giving up on this year. Anything can happen. It's not that, so don't even go there. But are they telling us that they're sort of recalibrating just how close they feel they are to truly elite? Not giving up. They get in the postseason. They're going to win the division. Crazier things have happened. They might upset, you know, Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. So they clearly have the pieces. I've said that multiple times, to be an elite team. But with this offensive line, and Figgy's the one that actually got me thinking about this when I saw the report that they're not expected to make a trade, because Figgy said in the offseason, they might have to just blow this thing up on the offensive line. So are they kind of recalibrating? Let's make do. Let's get as good as we can.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's be as good as we can with this group And like I said, crazier things have happened. Maybe we can still get there, but I feel like they're maybe recalibrating exactly when they can be truly elite.
I feel like they feel they could get there and a lot of things could happen.
Right.
But I don't think they feel confident enough that they are a competing Super Bowl
yes,
team.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
If they were, because I see a lot of people keep comparing them to the Detroit Lions. And I don't even think they the same type of team. Man.
No, they're not.
I think the Detroit Lions are a Super Bowl contender. They are the team to beat.
Yeah.
And so they can afford to give up some picks
yes.
if they wanted to get a big time player, because that's adding a cherry to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Texans had too many holes. They had too many question marks. And I just think this offensive line, I don't think it's nothing they can do about it until the offseason. That's why I kept saying I don't think one player you could plug into this offensive line, and then there you go. We the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be the Detroit Lions. The thing that I've said, and we'll examine this even more, I thought Ross Tucker joining the boys mm-hmm. in the morning. Ross Tucker joined them at 7 a.m. I thought he brought some really interesting things to the fore. I think there's possibility of raising the floor to a certain place if you get and you can do that with a single change on this.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder, though, if they felt like they had a target that would work in trying to get to that floor, which that's a little surprising if that's the way that they evaluated it. I think you have to, the way that you first put it, Lopez, I was like, I don't think that they're in that place. And it's tough to gauge off of the things that they say, because the things that they say, I do wonder if it's just kind of stock answers in order to get through the processes of asking the questions, as opposed to like a true representation of their feelings on things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so much of, you know, these things are fixable. These things are fixable. And maybe they just said it enough and I've been browbeaten to the point where I believe them. But it seems like they really do believe that these things are fixable to a degree where they can get some things done and not have to pay an added price to go outside and find something in addition to it.
Well, my feeling is, and this is another very important element of this, this is what Nick Caserio does. He is a grand plan, long-term, big picture kind of guy. We know that he's one of those guys that is looking forward step by step, not wanting to skip any steps. We know that because in 2021, what he did, you know, sort of gutting everything, bringing in a lot of one-term contracts of guys that at the end of their career, bringing in David Culley, just getting through that mess of Deshaun. Then the next year, you know, that grand plan took another step with maybe some other guys and some pieces and some draft choices that were going to be part of a successful organization. Then last year, lightning struck and they got C.J. Stroud. And he added more pieces with, you know, he already had Derek Stingley and he's getting some other big element. He does not skip a step. So, and I'm not saying this is what it is. This is how I'm reading it. I'm reading it as like they know they have a shot this year, but they also know they're more like the Lions of 2 years ago than the Lions of this year.
That is fair. That is a fair yep. thing. Yeah. And it's weird because we kind of stumbled slightly into this conversation of, if this team is not full Super Bowl contenders, what are they?
They're on their way.
They are in some ways, but I think I still find myself thinking about how they have expiring contracts, and they kind of went and they added some veteran players mm-hmm. that felt like they were supposed to jolt them into
sure.
contention space. And I guess this is where the calibration comes. Maybe they are in that place where like, okay, we're not fully contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Can we be a team that just kind of develops? I'm not sure that I would agree with that assessment, but it does seem like maybe they are making that thought process happen. Or maybe they really do believe they could be Super Bowl contenders and it's all still available to them.
They just need
a little bit more.
I can't believe the figure that they look at this line and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But at the end of the day, I think it's nothing wrong with that, man. It's perfectly fine being a playoff team and just kind of finding your way. And
rolling the dice.
Yeah, I think this team can beat anybody, to be honest. But I'm not confident in that to the point where I'm willing to give up some premium picks at the trade deadline and feel like that's the missing piece right there.
Yeah, but what's tough is in the AFC, and maybe this has shifted over the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. it definitely felt like it was a gettable lead. Right now, the Ravens have played really well, including Lamar Jackson himself, mm-hmm. along with a potential offensive player of the year, probably the leader, actually definitely the leader on the odds boards for offensive player of the year in Derrick Henry. Like you have that team going there.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Kansas City Chiefs, who are still undefeated, even though they've looked kind of gettable. And so There's something in me that says, well, you know, while you have an opportunity, you take your shot, because these things shift so quickly in football. How many times do we look up and we go, this team is going to be here forever, and they're not? But I hear you on that. Like, I do hear you on the idea that, yeah, man, you might need to continue looking. And one of the things I thought about yesterday once we were off the air is, how quickly can this team, or how quickly can this team kind of make adjustments, right? And I, for some reason, I keep thinking of the imagery of a cruise ship. Right, like a cruise ship, when it's making that turn, it's gonna take a while, right? There's a level of, you know, distance that's necessary to get a shift.
Yeah,
it's not something that is going to be very agile.
You're not gonna take a hard left,
right? And not that in every instance you need to take a hard left. I want to make that abundantly clear that I understand that.
Yeah,
but this would feel like going and getting an offensive lineman. It would feel like, you know, maybe a quick movement in some ways. I mean, hell, we talked about how last year. Damian Pierce. We talked about this year. Your willingness to stay with Kenyon Green for a long time. It feels like this organization maybe trends towards slower movement, long-term decisions, and that would probably lean away from making a move at the trade deadline.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's remember this also, to your point of, you know, it looked like a team that went all in. And that's undeniable. But things change. Things change over the course of the first nine games of the season. They might have thought, you know, with this line, with Laramie and Titus Howard, they gave him the big contract back at right tackle, and Juice developing. They may have come into the season thinking, yeah, we think, especially after coming off the year that C.J. Stroud had, we've got an elite quarterback. Let's add some pieces. I think we can go for it now. But those things change, Reggie.
Yeah.
And it's very much evident that they have taken a hard left in terms of the offensive line. And that's why I feel like they might have just taken a step back, had all their meetings, kicked around all kinds of different possibilities, and said, in essence, we're not the Lions this year. We're the Lions of 2022. Let's act accordingly.
I find that interesting, but I do wonder how much of this is also kind of framework. Right. The messaging, someone says, yeah, Jesse on the YouTube says the messaging is not sitting well with most. And I think that that's absolutely part of it. As you have some people talking about that, their feeling on the trade deadline day has been incredulous. But, you know,
dictionary yet, man.
Yeah. I need to actually read off the definitions with these words as I get there. I do also wonder how much the framework looks, because you got the Lions coming in immediately after the trade deadline. And they also have already made a move for a pass rusher after losing Aiden Hutchinson. And, of course, we understand that they're probably it feels like they're definitely in a different level, where they are one of the front runners of this league right now. And they needed that very particularly for what they were trying to do. So Za'Darius Smith, they add him at the trade deadline to help pass rushing. There's rumors that they are looking to add another young, or relatively young, I guess, 27 is not super young in NFL years, pass rusher to what they are doing still. Like that juxtaposition of teams going out there, you mentioned all the wide receivers that have shifted around for the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs, right? You've seen those things happen. Like I wonder if the juxtaposition of teams that would seemingly be in that same place going and making moves is part of what makes it feel even worse that they're not that they likely will not make a move.
All these teams are looking at 8 or 9 games into the regular season, and they're asking themselves the same question. Are we that team? Can we get there from here? The Chiefs, of course, are yes. The Bills feel like it's a yes. The Ravens feel like it's a yes. The Lions feel like it's a yes. The Texans are acting like a team that's like, eh, let's take our chances, but it's not a definite yes. They are not in that hemisphere right now. And it's tough to say, you know, because, you know, I think they did go into the season thinking, yeah, we can be that squad. But again, things change fast and life comes at you fast. And they realize now that this offensive line, it isn't one move away.
No, and it's not one move away from being that high level line. I think that's where there are kind of there are levels to this, mm-hmm. right? Because I do think it is one move away from being a lot more tenable.
Sure,
and maybe that's,
like you said, the floor.
Maybe that speaks a lot more to the respect and belief that they have in someone like Jarrett Patterson, who you got to see for 10 whole plays at guard. It looked good on that drive. I don't know how much you can extrapolate that forward or out wider. But then you lose him to, you know, a concussion, and then you very quickly have to make some decisions that are going towards the trade deadline. Maybe they feel like you can put Jarrett Patterson in there, and all of a sudden your line is that floor that we're talking about, I've mentioned a few times, comes up to a place where now it's more tenable and you can get some of the things that you want to get done. Mm-hmm. And if you're in that place, now you're back to being a team that is, like Figgy said, dangerous, that can get anybody, and you're in that space. Maybe that's what they feel, but it just seems like you should have if you have that expectation as opposed to like just kind of hope, for lack of a better word, that you should have definitely, if you feel great about Jarrett Patterson, that's cool, but another player that you feel like you would have there that you have confidence.
And let's be very clear about this. I want to be very clear about this. I don't necessarily think that this is a bad plan because of everything that I just mentioned. I think like they took a step back and they're sort of saying, okay, this is what we really are. I don't think it's a bad plan. It's just, as I said, I was distraught because I thought higher. I thought that they could maybe get there from here. And I also feel like if they do execute this other plan and they do take their chances this year, I wouldn't be surprised if they make a little run or make a big run because of the quarterback. And, you know, who knows? All I'm saying is I think that's where they are. I think they're saying, we're going to take another step, but we're not going to skip a step.
How far do you think right now, if they don't make any moves, how far do you think they can get?
Well, they'll be in the divisional playoff for sure.
Correct.
So we know that. Win one game and you're further than you've ever been.
And it still feels like that that is something. Well, I guess I can't say that. I was about to say that feels like that's something that's available to them, but I can't say that for certain because the We All Need to Play Better still exists there, and they haven't really given you great performances against the better teams, right? They've managed to get wins against teams that are not on their same level.
Yeah,
I think that is fair to say. I mean, they beat the Bills in a place where they were still kind of on a down situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give all the credit to the Bills not being at the level that they are now.
Yeah.
Because the Texans, particularly the defensive line, did some fantastic things against that Bills team. But, I mean, you lose to the Vikings. You lose to the Packers. You lose this past weekend. Or you lose to the Jets, right? You're not beating the teams at the level that you would hope to compete with. So those are the teams that outside of the Jets probably, those are the types of teams that you're going to see in the playoffs that you need to be able to play at a high level. And that's why the notion of style points and the way that you're playing mattered so much to me. And so I can't say for certain that they'd be in that place if they don't make any moves. But of course, that's because I don't have the foresight and the vision to see the level of play on the offensive line getting better. And it feels like the only real opportunity for it to change is Jarrett Patterson coming back.
Yeah. And here's the other part. If they do not make any moves here, then absolutely we're going to be able to find out in real time on Sunday night just how far away they are. Because the Lions are coming in, and the Lions are bringing in players like a contending team should. And boy, it might be something that's going to really, really hit home.
I think the good thing about this, I guess, if you want to look at the good part about this, is I felt like this is not like a year where the window is about to close.
Yeah, exactly.
So I still feel like they're a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
But
the only thing I caution is that I've seen many a team be in that place where they were like, all right, but we've still got more rope to work with. And then all of a sudden you look around and that rope is a lot shorter than you anticipated. Yeah. I don't fully believe that that's where the Texans are.
Yeah.
That is a scary proposition. It's one of the things that makes football different than any of these other sports. It's just like, These things, when you have an opportunity
here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
You typically have
to be the Jags.
You have to grab it. Yeah. Remember that one time?
No, seriously, man.
Remember that one time they went to the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, they brought back Blake Bortles.
But they were skipping steps.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
they were skipping steps. I mean, it's obvious.
And that's my issue, man. I don't want them to feel like, oh, let's go all in at the trade deadline, man. Mm-hmm. And then you end up having to sell these guys off next year.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a bad thing.
Tear it down. So,
it's just disappointing.
I don't think it's a I think we just got to I guess follow the plan, I guess.
Trust the process, you say?
Trust the process.
Right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a trade deadline day. It's an election day. It's also a Texans Ticket Tuesday. It's a B. Scott day. There's a lot of things happening today. So we want you to hang out with us all day long right here on your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I was listening to Peyton Pendergast this morning, and Ross Tucker, their weekly guest at 7 a.m., He made some interesting points. He went all the way through the 7 sacks that happened in New York. What can we learn from them? Because I think that there's a couple of things that we can get a little bit of insight from. We'll talk about that next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.